Apple has removed most of the podcast produced by Alex Jones and InfoWars from its iTunes and podcast apps. Jones, the conservative talk show host and conspiracy theorist, has, among other things, said that the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax. Apple said in a statement, "Apple does not tolerate hate speech, and we have clear guidelines that creators and developers must follow to ensure we provide a safe environment for all of our users." That story broke last night, and this morning, Facebook confirmed that it has removed four pages promoting Jones and his shows. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now. David, what is the significance of Apple's decision, given that Spotify and Stitcher had already removed episodes of the InfoWars podcast?
I don't know. I feel like Apple's move sort of released the Silicon Valley floodgates, if you will, in terms of really summoning the desire to attack this head on. So you had Apple doing that, removing most of the podcast. You had Facebook basically saying that they were removing a variety of ways in which he was posting. You had YouTube banning him or pulling down his and related accounts. And you had Spotify going back and, if I'm understanding it correctly, removing almost all of his back catalog after saying that they were removing some of his current, denying him access to post additional information, content upon the platform. So you had some of these, the major, biggest players through which people acquire access to what he has to say, basically using Apple as a springboard to say – or Apple's decisions as a reason to say we're going to go at this and do it more than selectively. We're going to take it on in an almost complete fashion.
And Apple calls it hate speech. Jones would say this is an issue of free speech.
And he does. And it's interesting because people talk about the First Amendment, but I think that it you know, there is no First Amendment problem here in the sense that Apple and Facebook and YouTube, all these social media platforms have First Amendment rights too. And their First Amendment right it can involve the discretion as to whether or not they want to host somebody on their site. That is their right as a private, not public entity. The free speech question is, do you want people to be blocked and removed simply for the nature of their speech? The reality is what Jones does is so much on the extreme that a lot of people have concluded, and not simply from the left. Jones is sort of on the extremely far right, paranoid conspiracy theorist driven wing of it. That a lot of people are okay with Jones being denied access. After all, I think part of the predicate and reason that we're taking a look at this right now is the lawsuit being filed by families who are survivors of children killed in the Sandy Hook massacre some years back in Connecticut for his allegations that they somehow had faked this and that they had lied and they were making this up and they were the ones responsible for creating a hoax story. And what was very interesting was that in its statement, Facebook said, you know, we've had new attention brought to bear and new things flagged for us on a variety of sites. And among the things that they cited were slurs against Muslims, slurs against transgender people and others. But they specifically said that the issues at stake in that lawsuit were not what prompted Facebook's decision.
Mm-hmm. One of those Sandy Hook families had to move seven times because of threats, because of what Alex Jones had been saying on his platforms. David Folkenflik, NPR media correspondent, we will continue to follow this story. Thank you.
You bet.